sung not so well, people who play the fiddle well. I'd like to start it off, and the tunes that I like to play, and I like to play with Michael the most, I think, are tunes from Central West Virginia. So I'm going to start off with a tune that's known as Patty on the Turnpike, but probably the not the Patty on the Turnpike that you've heard. So Michael, for a tune.
They do in New England, which is not the kind of dancing which is done in French Canada. In New England, all the dances are called so that the figures match the phrase of the music. And in Quebec, that's not the way things work. The most important thing is that there's a good steady pulse. And you don't have to have parts that are of the same length. And a lot of the dances are only nominally called because in each community, there may only be one or two dances that are always done, and people are perfectly happy to dance the same dance three times in the evening, and that's it. If they have two dances, they'll dance the one dance, and they'll dance the other dance, and then they'll start over with the one dance and the other dance. It's kind of hard to imagine if you go to dances, and the thing that seems to be fun is that you never know what's going to happen next, and the thing which is fun in Quebec is everybody knows just what's going to happen. And a lot of that is because everybody knows everybody. It's very, very much more, being the group that is everybody from that village is kind of a nice way to say we all know this without making a big statement about it. I thought I would play some of the tunes then that are a little bit out of that to start out with. So I'm going to play a tune that is used for this is very ironic, for contra dance. Sorry, it is used for contra dance, which is called the the brandy, which means just what it means in English, the brandy. And it's a contra dance that looks an awful lot like Strip the Willow for you dance scholar people out there. And seems to be principally done in one area of the province, which is the Saguenay-like St. John area, but a lot of different, it has gotten around to any number of places and exists in any number of versions. And the thing that's special is that the tune that is almost always played for the dance is always the same tune. In other words, you would just play any tune for the brandy. You really do have to play the brandy, which is the name of the tune, as well as the name of the dance. I learned this particular version from a fellow who I've spent the most time with in Quebec, whose name is Louis Boudreau. He comes from Chicoutimi, which is a fairly small town, about 110 miles north of Quebec City, and is from a great dynasty of fiddlers and step dancers. And the particularity of his regional dance tradition is there was an awful lot of step dancing done. And the brandy, you always step dance all the time. All the dancers were step dancing all the time throughout the entire dance. So it was a real kind of a, there was an aspect a little bit of the competition of who would wear out who first. The other thing that's lovely about this particular version is that in Mr. Boudreau's family, there were really great step dancers. There were a couple of step dancers who were just phenomenal in the family. All of the same branch of the family, the Viancourts on his mother's side, were great step dancers. And his, Louis' dad, when he used to play, it got so where he, in order to honor these two or three really exceptional step dancers, he made up variations to go. So when they would get to the top of the set, and they'd really be able to show their steps because they'd be traveling down the set, he would go into their variation. So Philibert had his variation, and Edgar had his variation, and Albert had his variation. Very spectacular when you think about what you can do with just a little tune, but this is all a product of there being this real strong family tradition. So this is the brandy, what Mr. Boudreau calls the brandy de Vaillancourt, the Vaillancourt's brandy. And this would normally just be played like I'm doing it right now, which is just the fiddle player playing by themselves and pounding it out on the floor, which you won't really be able to hear, but that's okay. May probably be good not to hear too much on this track. It's kind of weird to be playing this music in church. Especially French Canadian music. Thank you. sure his notes reflect changes.
Last night we heard some real great Scandinavian playing Greg P at the concert, and you know, the coveted winner Augusta I Closed the Ice House Award. We closed the Ice House last night at 5, playing Scandinavian music. So I wonder if Marianne, you'd come down and play.
Well, this is a very common tune in Sweden. It's sort of like the soldier's joy of America. This is the one that, you know, one Swedish tune. This is probably the one.
Ornamentation.
Yes. So it's just very different parts. So it's difficult. able to say anything.
Mm-hmm. And the harmony playing is sometimes improvised, and sometimes there are traditional harmonies that are pretty set. Is that right?
Yeah, it's mostly two fiddles. There's also other instruments. If some people would like the music, they took the instruments they had, the pump organ or the flute, if they are in a military music orchestra, they use the flute or the clarinet. And there are also some wooden flutes, that's how the music shows.
Some of the young bands that are playing today that are really pumping up the old time music, playing real hot dance music. Joe, what can you give us and tell us about what you and Kuttenhauer are doing these days music around?
I learned but was influenced a lot by the Virginia upstate New York connection. A lot of people that learn. A lot of people in upstate New York have been influenced from the Southern music, and then it turned into a certain kind of sound that I guess developed just in New York. I assume starting with the Highwoods and on down from there. And I've met a lot of those people and been influenced by people like the Henry family and John Specker and Sandy Stark and Bob Ness, and people like that. So that's my influence. So, and that's a lot of rhythmic dance type music. So when I play the fiddle for like a week like this, that's what I'm trying to do, play a lot of rhythm so you can dance.
So I'll try to play one like that.
So
Pete?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I want to do something diametrically opposite of that. And I retuned for this one. That won't be diametric. It's going to play a Bruce Springsteen song. I've been working on it. Not ready to play that. This is one of those tunings that they use for, I call them special effects tunings. They're good for a couple of tunes. They have great sonority. I used that word earlier in the week and somebody said, what is it? And then I couldn't define it. But if you know what I mean, then you know what I mean. It's a slow tune. The overlooked tradition in American fiddling is non-dance music, and I don't know how you qualify this as an air or just a piece, a fiddle piece. I guess there's some good ones here in West Virginia, and some that I've heard out of Kentucky. But the rest of the time, it's either directly related to a particular song with lyrics or a hymn or something like that. But I don't think this falls in any of those categories. A tune from Missouri, and this is E-E-A-E tuning, for anybody's taking notes, except that it's down a third of a tone or something. And this to me, the style relates to singing in a way that, well, if you've taken my class, you know that all film music relates to singing with me, but this particularly is, I think, a way of singing in the fiddle. It's really direct. I always think about this kind of thing when I hear people like Ginny sing or Gene Ritchie or some people that to me go right to the edge of what I like about film music and singing, and they meet right there in the middle. You know what I mean? She knows what I mean. It's really almost impossible to get in tune when you retune for about hour or something, because the fiddle doesn't mind. The fiddle has to get used to it. This is called The Stormy Banks of Black River. Thank you. I learned it secondhand from a collector out there. Some fellow that's it's gone now.
What was this title again?
Stormy Banks of Black River.
Kevin.
I've sort of gotten the impression right now, wrongly, that jigs aren't to come in American music, so I'll play a couple of jigs. And in Ireland, there are two major types of jig, two more popular types of jig. One is called a double jig, which has two beats about, and one is called slip jig, which has three beats about. And usually they're not played together, but there's one guy I know of, a flute player called John McKenna, who often used to put a double jig together with a slip jig, so I played a couple of his tunes. I don't know the names of them. Right, the second one is called the Gwynny Hills of Leitrim. Gwyn is a type of bush. Yeah, I think it's a type of gorse bush. And they grow a lot of